morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is February 26th, 2021. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by The Glam Witch by Michael Herkus. So, let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "If you are in a relationship, give it special attention this year. Are you still making time to go on dates? What do you do together that is just for the two of you? Do you still flirt? Having a romantic relationship takes practice, communication, and maintenance. So give it priority." And that's just true. Any relationship that matters to you, you have to take care of it. You have to, like, nurture it. You have to do things for each other. It's easy to, like, get bogged down by things that, like, annoy you about the other person or things, like, You never want to gain, like, resentment towards someone. And, like, sometimes I find myself, like, getting kind of resentful towards, like, a friend. Like, maybe they always, they always make my stories about them, or they never let me finish what I'm saying before, like, making, you know what I mean? Like, it gets really easy to, like, get annoyed with, like, our friends' quirks we don't like about them. So whenever you start to feel yourself, like, getting any kind of contempt or resentment, you need to nip that in the bud, because those things will just destroy a relationship. That's not what this quote was about. It's just something I've been thinking about. All right, so we are talking about magic in the kitchen this week. As we will announce the new teas next week. What? But until then, we're talking about other things. So this is Cooking Magic for Love, written by Andrea Maldonado. Cooking can be a loving magic all its own. When cooking for a partner on a date night, there are a few different ways you can add energetic passion and love into the food. On the next page, you will find examples of various ingredients and their uses. Use these items in the kitchen when creating date night meals or any time you would like to encourage passion and love. So for love, you can use oranges, cumin, or clove. For passion, alcoholic spirits, strawberries, and coffee. Empowerment, allspice, paprika, or tomatoes. Purification, bay leaves and lemon. Domination, limes and hot peppers. Fertility, garlic and pomegranate. And lust, cinnamon, cardamom, and honey. All right, witches, moving into some headlines. I'm not a gamer, but this is a gamer headline, but this looks fun. According to BaliInside.com, narrative choose-your-own-adventure game Witchcraft gets a Switch version. So, a lot of people have Switches now because of that, what's that game everyone's playing? It's like, is it a farm game? What's that game? Everyone's so into it. I don't know. But everyone has a Switch, I feel like, because of this game. So if you want to do, like, a witchcraft game, apparently you can. So this was written by John Edney. You may already be familiar with the work of independent storytelling studio Inkle, and thanks to their recent Switch version of Heaven's Vault, or maybe you know them from their previous one, they have a witchcraft series. So far, their fantastic witchcraft games have remained locked away on PCs and mobile devices, but Inkle just announced that Fantasy Chooses Its Own Adventure games are finally coming to Switch. So, it's a narrative choose-your-own-adventure for witchcraft, which sounds really fun. So, I don't know, check it out. And maybe if you're not sure and you're like, let me check this out, I guarantee there's, like, YouTubers probably playing it. So, who knows? Sometimes I like those kind of choose-your-own-adventure type things. So, I thought that was interesting. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Friday, February 26th. The waxing gibbous moon spends the majority of the day in the dying embers of the back end of Leo. We've likely been overwhelmed with all of the energies flying about in this fire tornado. We are still dealing with oppositions to the Sun and Venus and the squares to Mars and Jupiter, but a lot of the torrid energies from yesterday have died away, and we are still left tussling with the last few dragons left behind. It's fairly likely that there was a testing of the wills and a falling out of friends over the last couple of days. We're not quite yet ready to reconcile, but we should certainly start an exit strategy to disengage. Retreat is not defeat. We are only stepping away to regroup and trying to see the bigger picture that has been created by this chaos. Take a deep breath before doing anything that you fear will cause strife, and make sure the damage is worth the blow. Often, you will find that it is not. Your daily moon mantra is, a breath of fresh air is a good thing to take, and an even better thing to be. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Glam Witch. Lilith has been feared, worshipped, analyzed, and dissected by many. Yet she remains an enigma cloaked in a riddle of witchcraft. Today, she has found a place of elevation as a quintessential goddess in an array of occult practices, revered for her fierce independence, carnal appetite, and thirst for equality. The Glam Witch plants the practice of modern witchcraft in Lilith's Garden of Glittery Fruit. Laid out over a sparkling assemblage of chapters, a modern mystic will explore the theory, practice, and lifestyle of the great Lilithian arcane mysteries, Glam. The Glam Witch is now available for pre-order on Amazon.
All right, so we have a question. This comes to us from listener Elise. Elise says, how do you handle the emotions that come up when family members put down your beliefs or say that they are frightened for you? Oh, Elise, no. For example, my mother is an extreme Catholic. I keep my practice a secret from her, but she knows that me and my partner read tarot. She sent me a text telling me that she's afraid for me and that I'm going to summon a demon or need an exorcism. All my family members and most of my friends do not know my spiritual beliefs. I have a few that accept me as I am, but I do not have anyone around me who believes in anything other than Christianity. Most days I'm okay, but today I feel extremely alone, most likely due to the asinine text my mother sent me. How do you deal with this personally? I mean, I'm definitely not going to respond to her, but it makes me sad when she feels that way. Oh, Elise, this is a hard one, and I think not last year, but the year before, we did a whole episode about dealing with family members around the holidays, because it's usually a really stressful time for people, especially, it just is, right? Being around family is hard. There's political stuff and then religious stuff and like, why don't you have a boyfriend? And it sucks. So someone, I forget who, wrote in and basically said, you cannot have, basically, her fear for you, Elise, is a genuine fear she feels. To her, it's real, right? It's emotional. You cannot logic your way out of emotions. They are like water and oil. You can't trump one with the other. You know what I mean? But I am sorry you're dealing with this, because this really sucks. Let's see what other people say. Candace says, I can't say it gets easier. Oh. I have grown numb to it and have been on this path for 30 years. And my mother just told me the other day that Jesus doesn't like tarot cards. I had a sniffle giggle as I told her she was a bit late with that soapbox. Fun fact, there is divination in the Bible. Right? I don't know if you can just pull that one out and be like, divination's in the Bible. Elise said, I need to take my mom with a grain of salt, like you do. I've been on this journey for a while, just not as consistent as I have been this last year, but her comments have always gotten under my skin. Oh, Elise, oh, I really hope our card of the day, like... Sorry, guys, my audio cut out. Fun. Yeah, Elise said she just needs to take her mom with a grain of salt, and that she's been on this journey for a while, just not as consistently as she has been this past year, but her comments have gotten under her skin. Lilith says, I'm sorry your mom made you feel bad. I wrote this big thing about my mom, and I erased it. However, you handle this in a way that works out for you and your family. Just try to remember, if she didn't love you, she wouldn't be doing it. Exactly. Like, the thing that we forget, especially when it comes to, like, intolerance, is that, like, they genuinely are afraid for you. Like, that, like, it's a real emotion, and it's just ignorance is what it is. So it's not lack of love, it's lack of understanding, which doesn't make the pain any less. It just sucks. She says, moms are people too. They get to be stupid like everyone else, make mistakes, think dumb things, and then express it badly. Only you know how much you want to explain to your mom, and how much is just, it is what it is, and learn to ignore it and not talk about it. There's a lot to be said for just accepting that you and her will never agree, so why poke the button? Probably not the best advice, but it's all I have. Good luck. Moms are awesome, and even when they get a little overprotective. No, I agree with Lilith, 100%. I agree, because, again, you can't, it's not like you can lay out all the facts, right? Because it's not going to change her fear. She's going to feel that way, and it sucks. I mean, that's all, it just sucks. Kelly says, this is why I'm still in the closet to many. It's like talking to a brick wall, and then I don't really get into an argument and then have bad feelings in the family. Yeah, sometimes it's just not worth it. Laura says, it sounds like she has strong beliefs. She loves you, so she worries. Just let her know that you are not summoning demons, and that you are always careful with your soul. That said, just keep reaching out to the witchy community so you can find that family you choose. 100%. One podcast I really enjoy listening to is, I've mentioned it before, Eliza Schlesinger's podcast. I think it's called Eliza... Ask Eliza Anything. And one thing she said today, or I don't know when she said it, I listened to it today, but she was doing advice for someone who was just in disagreement with their mother. And it was like, my mom wants me to be a stay-at-home mom. I'm not a stay-at-home mom. I will never be a stay-at-home mom. Now she's doing this, she's being manipulative, X, Y, and Z, X, Y, and Z, X, Y, and Z, what do I do? And I loved Eliza's advice. She basically said, go to your mom and said, and say, I'm never going to be a stay-at-home mom. Now what do we do? And that's it. So if you and your mom have a rapport where you can't actually talk to her, I would say, mom, listen, I'm never going to stop reading tarot. That's it. I'm never going to stop reading tarot. That's never going to happen. So tell me what I need to do for us to move on from this. You want me to wear a cross while I do it? You want me to sprinkle holy water around the house? What do I need to do? Because this is where we're at. I'm never going to stop. Now what? And see what happens. If you can have that conversation with her mother, with your mother. My gosh. Elise, you are a gem. And we love you. So I'm sorry you're dealing with that. All right, witches, so today is Tell a Fairy Tale Day. This comes to us from holidayinsights.com. What is Fairy Tale Day? This day is what fairy tales are made of. It's Tell a Fairy Tale Day. Today is a great opportunity to read to your kids. If the kids aren't around, it's certainly okay to read to yourself. We all know that everyone loves a good fairy tale. To qualify as a fairy tale, a story does not have to begin with once upon a time, but they usually do. It isn't a requirement, but the story should have a happy ending. There's nothing better than a good story that ends with, and then they all lived happily ever after. On Fairy Tale Day, cozy up with your blanket with the kids and read the good book, a fairy tale book. Libraries and schools will often make this day with special fairy tale readings and story hours. All right, witches. So we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Lauren Wilson. Lauren, you rule-breaking, kind sun goddess. I also want to give a shout out to listener Bia. Bia, you scintillizing, sweet gazelle. And finally, Sherry. Sherry, you glowing, sweet tropical fish. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters, and I really, really appreciate it. So let's see what our card is today. Ooh, our card today is Healing from the Witch's Wisdom Oracle. Let's take a look. Oh, it's Friday, you guys. What's up, Friday? Oh my gosh, where's this card? Let's see. Oh, here we go, Healing. This card is all about wounding, rest, patience, healing, resilience, and empathy. When least expected, wounding occurs or reoccurs. You're not invincible, and you aren't meant to be. Wise ones know that you cannot heal the wounds of others until you've healed your own, and healing takes time. This is a time of waiting, of stillness, non-action, and reflection, of rest and rehabilitation. When you're ready, you'll realize that your wounds have opened you to a compassionate connection to life. This connection will lead you, and you'll become a healer who knows the pathways of empathy, kindness, and resilience. Remember why you're here, and you'll be at peace. Patience. So I do think that card was meant for Elise. It feels very true to the situation. All right, witches, I hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything else we've mentioned can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. February's ending. It's March again. I hope you guys have a really, really good day, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Okay? Bye.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find the Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.